some events are going forward as planned. The surviving members of the Allman Brothers Band will play a 50th anniversary concert at Madison Square Garden tonight in New York City. At the center of the Brothers' sound was the late Dwayne Allman and his gold-top guitar. The gold-top is one of those iconic musical instruments like Jimi Hendrix's white Stratocaster and B.B. King's Lucille, instruments usually kept behind glass. But as Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship reports, you're more likely to see the gold-top live and on stage.
Back in 2016, Mike Mills and Robert McDuffie were on stage at the City Auditorium in Macon, Georgia. It was a break between movements in the hometown performance of the Rock Concerto that Mills, the longtime bassist from the band R.E.M., wrote for his childhood friend McDuffie, the world-famous violinist. And someone came on stage and put a true relic of rock and roll in Mills' hands.
This is Dwayne Allman's guitar right here. I don't even know what to do with it, but...
The instrument was a 1957 gold-top Les Paul that belonged to Dwayne Allman, the late lead guitarist of the Allman Brothers Band and author of one of the most famous licks in guitar history. Mike Mills was 12 when Layla was a hit on the radio, so of course he knew exactly what to do. It turns out Allman's gold-top guitar shows up on stage pretty often. The proof is all over YouTube. There's Jason Isbell, Nels Klein from Wilco. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's Warren Haynes, Zach Brown, the list goes on and on. So how does this happen? How does a guitar that arguably belongs in a museum keep popping up on stage? Follow me back to Macon, Georgia, to the alley behind the City Auditorium. It's dark, except for some lights on the loading dock, when a guitar case clicks open.
Now, this guitar was used on the first two Brothers records, self-titled.
That's Richard Brent of Macon's Allman Brothers Big House Museum, and he's sneaking the guitar into the hands of guitarist William Tonks. And just like Mike Mills, Tonks is taken back to his childhood.
I remember being in high school and being the guy that just kept starting that record over and over at the party. That was this guitar.
Is that guitar?
Holy smokes.
Brent says even though he's done this at least 60 times, the guitar doesn't belong to the Big House Museum. It's on loan from its current owner, though he bought the guitar at auction for a record $1.25 million, says he wants to keep it in the hands of people who can make it sing.
So, yeah, I mean, that was his mindset. You know, he hates to, just like me and a lot of other people, he hates just seeing a wonderful piece of wood sitting behind glass doing nothing.
Of course, some fans think the gold top does belong behind glass, but Brent says the first thing you have to understand is that in some sense, this isn't the guitar Dwayne Allman played. When a previous owner found the gold top, it was stripped down to almost nothing.
And so he paid $475 on a chunk of wood that Dwayne Allman once owned and recorded a lot of great songs with.
That owner rebuilt it. So if it isn't literally the same machine Dwayne Allman used for some of his most beloved art, it still clearly has the power to inspire. Richard Brent says Dwayne Allman's gold-top guitar will be on stage during the reunion in New York, and likely in the hands of the man he says makes it sing best.
Derek Trucks gets the most out of it, I would say. He's able to just take it to another place.
Now, as to who might play the gold top next, Brent says, just be on the lookout the next time you're at a show. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship.